Here is a basic start to learn French. We start with a grammatical point about the nouns and articles, nom et article. So we're going to have a preview with the different articles which correspond to the in English, but in French it's in a way split in several sections for the singular and the plural, but especially the gender, the masculine and the feminine. So we have examples with the first slide in our PowerPoint today with le café, les cafés in the plural, la bibliothèque and libtech. So we see that les works for both genders, singular, I'm sorry, masculine or feminine. So when we have the plural, we see that the S is not pronounced, such as les cafés. We do not say les cafés, like you would say, let's say, the dogs in English, or in Spanish, los perros, the dogs. So now we're going to go to our second slide. So we have the introduction with some new words, very easy to understand. So we have on the left, le masculin, masculine. And to the right, à droite, the féminine, le féminin. L'acteur, l'actrice, l'ami, l'ami, le chanteur, la chanteuse, l'étudiant, l'étudiante, le petit ami, la petite amie. So we see that l'acteur in the masculine does change, a spelling change in the feminine. You drop the E-U-R, E-U-R of the masculine. And you have to replace it by T-R-I-C-E. The T still stays here, but what you change is the R-I-C-E. L'ami sounds the same in the feminine, except you add E. And most nouns with E means that they are in the feminine gender. Le chanteur becomes la chanteuse, so you drop the R and you add E ou S-E in French. We still have two more words to go over, l'étudiant, and in the féminin it's pretty simple, you just add I or E in French, and le petit ami ou la petite amie, it sounds the same, but you will know the context if you're dealing with a female or a male, and petit, which is an adjective, you add the E or I in English, and you add the E or I in French for ami. Which is friend, just on its own. So ami means friend, as you can see above. And when you add the adjective petit ou petit, it's boyfriend or girlfriend. So let's try another slide for today. We have le professeur and la personne. So professeur, actually, now there is a change. This PowerPoint is a little bit old, but some people still say le professeur for a woman, but now we can say la professeur, so le becomes la in the féminin, L-A, and you would have to add E at the end of professeur or E in English. And la personne does not change, so when you want to say the person, you still say la personne, either masculine or feminine. Let's go to the fourth slide about nouns and article again. So we are adding some words, and they're easy to remember, but you do have to learn them by heart. So again, we have two charts, the masculine, masculin, and the féminin on the right. We have le bureau, le lycée, l'examen, l'objet, l'ordinateur, le problème. And à droite, to the right, we have la chose, la différence, la faculté, la littérature, la sociologie et l'université. So we see that we have again, le comes back for the masculin. Now, if you have a voyelle, a vowel, like l'examen, even though it's masculin, you're not going to say le examen, just like the one on top for le lycée ou le bureau. Because you have a vowel, and in this case it's E for examen, exam, E in French, you have to drop the E of le, the article of the, and you say l'examen. The same for the one under, l'objet, the object. So, objet is masculin, But we do not say l'objet because it would be two vowels following each other. So we say l'objet et l'apostrophe, apostrophe. And it keeps going like that. So we have one more word for the computer, l'ordinateur. Ordinateur is masculine, but we cannot say le ordinateur. So to make it more flowing, we say l'ordinateur et l'apostrophe, ou apostrophe. So this is this concludes actually our first PowerPoint today, and we'll have the opportunity to do more very soon. Merci, thank you, à bientôt, see you soon. Merci d'avoir écouté. Thank you for listening. Au revoir, bye bye.